Blog Talk Radio.
Cynthia Johnson. I'm here with Dr. Reggie Johnson, and boy, did we have a hard time this morning. Welcome to Circles of Prosperity. I don't know if I have anyone in the queue, but we're here. Dr. Reggie will be here with us shortly, and we're going to be doing some readings today because it's, of course, Oracle Friday. I just need to check on a couple of things, and I'll be right back with you. Okie dokie. So let's get this party started. I want to let everybody know they launched a new website. Blog Talk Radio launched a new website, and I guess we had some technical difficulties. So I don't know how if we're going to make it through the whole show or what. But anyway, we're here, and we want to just give a shout out to everybody and thank you for your patience this morning. I have a couple of callers in the queue, so let me see what's going on. If you want to have a reading this morning with Dr. Reggie, you need to dial 914-338-0590. Press 1 on your telephone keypad, and that will put you in the queue to speak with Dr. Reggie. So let's go to our first caller, Dr. Reggie. Good morning. Area code 757, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, my God, you were so patient. How long did you hold?
Not long. My phone hung up, and I didn't hold for a long time.
What is your name?
This is Deanna.
Hey, Deanna. Where are you calling from? I'm wonderful this morning. You're in Virginia?
Yeah, I spoke with you guys before.
Oh, okay, Deanna. You want to? You have a question for Dr. Reggie this morning?
Well, Dr. Reggie, I just would like to know about me moving. I called you about me being married. First we were separated, then we got married, and then, you know, now I'm living with my mom, and I'm just trying to find out. And my husband wants to buy a house, but we've been staying with other people for so long, and it's just a whole mm-hmm. lot of stuff going on. And it's one house that I think we could get, and he's like, I want to buy a house, or he'll be like, I don't care, go get it. I don't care, you know. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to do about that in my business.
I think that if you guys, if it's really unfortunate to stay with your mom, and you don't want to burden her or feel like you're imposing, and he seems like he doesn't care where he is as long as he's with you, you guys are happy, go ahead and purchase a house. I think it's a good idea. It's his money anyway. You both together, loving each other. That's what's important.
But I know, but it's going to take longer. He's even in another state right now on business, and it's going to take longer, and it's probably going to be about a year. So, you know, I don't think that that's a good idea, you know.
He's going to be away from you for a year?
No,
he's away for a year?
Basically, he's away for 3 months right now. We've been separated since August, as far as living in separate households, and now it's even, you know, it's going to be even longer. So it's like, you know,
well,
I don't know if my kids
are going
to be able to.
It's been 6 months already, and you guys really want to make a different choice. Maybe you should lie still and not make a move until he's ready, when he comes back from the business trip. You guys can make a decision together. Hopefully the children won't be affected by all of
this.
You know what I'm saying?
And they are already.
Like there's a lot of confusion. It sounds like there's too much confusion going on.
It is. And you know, they're ready to go. You know, they're ready to go.
They who, the children are?
Yes. They are, and I am too.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay.
Then what's holding
well,
you up because of him? You said, it says make a decision to move and do it. And you said, well, that's not a good idea. Well, so lay still.
No,
well, that's
I
not
think
a good
idea.
Idea so,
but he's telling me basically that, you know, he wants to buy a house and he thinks I should stay with my sister because I moved here with my sister at her house. And then I'm going to move back out with her again. So he's like, you should stay there until we can buy a house. And I'm like, that's going to take even longer. You know, we can't just live with someone
okay.
else. And then, you know, the house that I'm looking at, it is a lot, but, you know, I think we could do it. It's my business pick. When he can do it by himself, but my business is kind of slow. I started the salon.
That's okay. I'm not saying that about your business. I want to say your business is being blessed and because it's now going to accelerate. God knows what your needs are and that your business needs a blessing on it. And I invoke the angel Raziel to manifest mm-hmm. blessing in your life for more clients and more business now. And I believe it's done. The next thing mm-hmm. is you have to trust that energy and trust that God's mm-hmm. going to open the door for you. And if you want to move and make your children happy and you happy, then it's time to move. Don't hesitate. Don't wait.
I'm just a little scared because, you know, he
don't be scared. That's the problem. Fear is a mistake.
Yeah, I don't want to make a mistake because, you know, I don't want to make a mistake because he's, like, telling me to choose, telling me to go, you know. And I'm like, I don't want to make a mistake going against him.
It's not
him.
A mistake. It's not a mistake. If you learn to trust, that's what this whole radio show is about, having faith in the power of faith, which is the energy by itself, and learning to trust in trust. That's the energy invisibly in God. And you can't have fear or nothing will ever happen. You'll be in this rich situation for the next 10 years. Don't do this to yourself. Make the move and learn to trust. You'll call me very happy that you did.
So go ahead and move into the house that I'm looking at now?
Yes, your children will be happy. They won't be agitated and frustrated. Neither will you. And you get a chance to breathe and relax and think about what's going on. And let him come in and do his thing.
Okay, you think that we'll be okay financially?
I've said this already, and I really believe that you will,
okay.
But you're not trusting. You're not learning to trust.
You know what?
And
you know what? I'm so optimistic, and so I trust every, you know, I'm optimistic about everything, and I trust that we're going
to
be okay, but, you know, he's kind of like making me.
You know what? I don't care about what he's doing and what he doesn't trust. You can't live his faith for him. You can't live his trust for him. You have to learn to trust together. You are in this by yourself. Every decision that you make, there's a consequence for. Learn to trust and learn to have faith. And you know what's going to happen? You'll be happy that you did.
Okay, so I should just go ahead and say we're moving.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And my children are okay. Do you feel like my kids are okay?
Your children will follow you. They love you. And you make a decision to love yourself and say, you know, we're going to move. We'll be happy and we'll be safe and protected, financially secure. End of story. Thank you, God. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Moving in faith. God always rewards you for your faith. Your intentions are honorable. And you do a good thing to help your family and improve the quality of your life for yourself and your family. If he's too busy in business to think about doing anything, don't worry about that. He'll step in and step up to the plate.
Okay.
When his kids are involved in you, believe me, he will.
Okay. Well, I just don't want to make a mistake again and move to somewhere where I feel like we're going to be, you know, not.
There you go again, falling again, falling down off the ladder. You got the ladder holding you up, and there you go, falling down, falling down. Well, why are you doing this to yourself? You're projecting negative energy. Stop it, stop it, stop it. And just go forward. And God will support you all the way. You'll be on the ladder and climbing the roof to heaven. Stop this falling down. You don't need to do this to yourself. Because when you project it, you're asking for it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Honestly, you are. Trust in yourself and your faith and your kids and your life. Trust your life that God has given you, okay?
Okay. And you don't, can you see when we're going to be moving then?
When?
Mm-hmm.
When you make the decision not to have fear and launch out and find yourself in faith, but in terms of a calendar date, I do see it coming up very soon. Even before Valentine's Day. So you got to do this pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And make the decision to do so. So nobody will feel like they're suffering or harboring any energy or anger, okay? Diana, you have the name of a goddess. You got to maintain that status.
Yeah.
Goddess of the moon.
I like that.
Can't...
Okay.
And thank your you name so is much. Your signature, you know, it means everything, okay? So don't be afraid. As soon as you release the fear, you'll be happy as a pig in poop. You'll be really happy.
Okay.
Hey, Deanna.
All right.
Thank you
Deanna.
So much. Yeah.
Deanna, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, so when you select a house that you can that you'll feel comfortable in and that you absolutely love and that you have no fear that you can handle everything yourself.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right. You sound so precious. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I just love the... But, you know, Dr. Reggie, you talk about how, you know, we get so caught up in what could happen. Suppose this happened and suppose that happened. And
those suppositions will turn into reality. You don't want
exactly.
that.
Exactly. It's the energy, it's our thought energy that goes out and creates the one thing that we fear. Isn't that what Job said? What I have feared has come upon me.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. That fear is a
major lesson.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Okay, so listen, if you have a question for Dr. Reggie this morning, please call 914-338-0590. 914-338-0590. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. If you want to talk to Dr. Reggie. Okay. Good morning. Area code 661, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning. How?
Now, where is that, out Lancaster somewhere?
Yeah.
Oh, the desert, huh?
I'm sorry, you said the desert?
Is it in Lancaster?
Yes.
Oh, okay, yes it is.
Yeah, Lancaster.
I remember Erica. And what's your name and what's the question?
My question basically is I'm just trying to get some of the energy that's been focused around me away. And
okay.
As far as my finances, my home, my job, my relationship, everything. And so I'm just
okay, I have a question. Is there someone you've been hanging around who's been gossiping or saying crazy stuff and whispering things in your ear? Who's that person?
I'm sorry, that saying crazy stuff?
A person who deals with gossip, a lot of gossip.
Oh.
Yeah. Who is she?
No, because I'm...
Because the reason I'm asking you, that causes an energy field to open up into the astral realm that's very negative. And you feel like things are on you. Somebody's trying to do something to you, like cause energy and disruption in your finances, in your relationship, in your housing, and every part of your life, because that person that brings that negative, hovering energy will open up those doors. That's why I'm saying if someone is doing that to you, don't listen. Banish that energy.
Okay.
And the best way to do that, to banish the energy, is to either sage your house and burn a black candle to eliminate negative energy in the house and on your person. And are you spending time in meditation?
I have been lately, yeah.
You have been?
Yes.
Well, if you have, then that means that God is talking to you. There should be nothing in your presence except the power of God and the energy of God. When you meditate, negative energy can't come in unless you perceive it on your own.
Okay.
And no one's doing anything to you. And if you feel they are, banish it in the name of the energy of Christ. Banish the energy and banish all astral forms of negative energy, all astral forms of magic and black magic and slugs, all those things eliminated by the energy of St. Michael, the angel, to come in and burn those cords of energy in your house, on your person, around every aspect of your life. And it shall be done, and so it is.
Okay. I've just been in a rut, like every 30 days, something crazy happens. And sometimes you can feel it in that. But I understand what you were saying to the other young lady about anything that you fear or whatever, it comes upon you, like Jill said. So
it does.
Yeah.
And the way to stop it is to do something about it. Burning a candle, a white candle, asking for St. Michael's come in to burn this and revoking it and rebuking it.
Okay.
And eliminate it. If you don't do anything about it, nothing will happen. Ritual is an act of prayer. It's your faith. Burning the candle, saging the house, walking through and casting out all the negative energies.
Yeah, I have.
And the people who speak a lot of nonsense.
I'm never around any energy. That's what kind of bugs me. I'm more or less just a loner right now because I'm kind of focused, you know, getting my finances back straight. And, yeah. And it's like.
That's perfect. And the thing is, just release anything else that may be coming your way. When those thoughts come in and you think somebody's harming or some entity beyond your help and beyond your range, that's when you ask God's power the most. And say, you know what? Lord, you know you love me and I love you and you made me. So I'm asking that all this negative energy, including the thoughts that I think are on me, be released and rebuked. In the name of your Son, I release it. And so it is. Try it. Okay?
Most definitely.
Right? Okay. And let us know if the results are going to be good results, okay?
I have faith in it, so yeah. 'Cause everything
I know you
has
do.
It has to.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Wow, Dr. Reggie. You know, you remember about a couple of months ago, we had this drama with a car,
and then
the next month we had some more drama with a car, and I said to you, I said, oh my God, Reggie, like it's like every month there's drama with this car, and you said, stop it. Right now, just know that everything is okay, that this car is running well, that we won't have to spend additional money on this car, and you just claim it right now. It is so hard sometimes when you are in the midst of trouble to make that shift. and to not look at all the physical evidence. You know, it's almost frustrating for me when you say, stop right now. And I'm going, but look at the evidence. I'm showing you, see, last month it was this much, and this month it was this much, and this month, you know, and you're saying you are getting ready to create a problem for us. Yeah, so you know what I tend to do? Well, thank God that you remind me to stop. That's what I love the most. But I also just start moving through to figure out what I am grateful for, and I just start praising the wonderful things that are happening in my life instead of focusing on all of the little dramas that come up. And I find so much strength in that, being grateful for the little things. I find so much strength in it. Okay, so listen, if you want to talk to Dr. Reggie, we have just a few more minutes this morning. Go ahead and give us a call at 914-338-0590. Press 1 on your telephone keypad, and we'll get you in. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning, East Coast family.
Hey, baby, how are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. How is everybody over there?
Pretty good. How are you?
We survived the tornado.
You guys had a tornado?
Oh, my God, yeah. From where we are, where we're living, it was just a lot of wind, and the windows were blowing, but it scared me because I thought I didn't want to be near the windows in case they blew out, you know, but it was shaking our windows pretty heavy. But there's been some significant damage around it here in Georgia.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Okay. Woo.
I know.
No, I don't listen to a lot of the news, so that's why I sound so surprised, I guess.
Right.
So I'll have to call some of my other Atlanta friends and see if they're okay. Was it in Atlanta at all?
You know, you're talking about not watching the news. I haven't watched it thoroughly. I know they mentioned someplace in Adairsville that was really, you know, and there was but I'm only repeating what people have told me. So,
then we won't talk about that.
No, we won't.
Right.
So anyway,
you
have a question for Dr. Reggie this morning.
I talk to him a lot. I wanted to just say good morning, and I love you guys.
Oh, bless your heart.
I can share something. You know, I started painting.
Okay. Oh, my God. That's awesome.
I didn't hear what she said.
I've been wanting to paint for years, and I finally started painting. So, and I'm realizing that that's a part of me that I had not or just didn't have time to pay attention to. I always hear, you know, I listen to Doreen Virtue, and I have one of her oracle cards. And I pick up a lot of the time where it says, you know, be creative and tap into your inner child and let her be free and things like that. And I'm thinking, what the heck?
Now, is that her angel cards?
No, it's her goddess, her...
The orange one.
The orange.
My favorite. Yeah.
And,
I love
those. She, you know, I do her YouTube every week. And so that's
right.
What pops up a lot about being creative.
Wow.
And loving your inner child. And if she talks
that's
about,
right.
You know, if you have children, love them too and just play. Basically, it's play.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun. Enjoy your life.
That's right.
It's just something that I'm going to piggyback off of you, and I guess this was the time I was supposed to call because I couldn't get in earlier. It was music playing, but it was so on the, you know, nail on the head, Cynthia, where you said you're looking at the evidence around you. It looks so crazy, or it looks so bad, or it seems insurmountable. And I too, you know, the same thing, you know, that left brain kicks in. It's just like, okay, you got to take care of this bill. How's this money going to come in? Blah, 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 blah. And when you just take a breath and say, God, I know you're my source. You're the source of everything good for me. You provide for me and Tristan all the time. So why am I worried? I don't need to worry. You're the blessing in my life. You're the blessing in my son's life. Everything's already done. Everything's already prepared. I just got to believe and know that you've already done it.
Amen.
And things change.
Get done.
And I guess it's my perception that's changed as well, because the big thing that I thought was so big is not so big once you compare it to God and what he's created in the universe. So if he can create all of those galaxies and the stars and the nebula and all of that good stuff, he can provide some little paper money that I need to pay a bill.
That's right. And always does.
Yeah.
And always will. As long as you open your mind and heart to be receptive to the energy of trusting in God, you will be surprised what God will do in your life as evidence unseen, which is called faith, and the substance of things hoped for will be manifested in your life by the power and the energy and the majestic force of something called faith.
Mm-hmm.
The invisible energy that draws the universe to you.
Mm-hmm.
Your faith has made you whole. Your faith has made you get up. Your faith has manifested abundance in your life. Your faith brought you a child that you had no idea who it was, and the energy of God through your womb onto the planet. Your faith has given you life. Your faith has stepped you forward into the energy of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Now you see why I married this man, huh?
Girl, you would have been crazy if you didn't.
I know. It just keeps me going. I mean, and after 25 years, I'm still, like, hanging on every word that comes out of his mouth. It's just amazing. A wonderful blessing to hear those words. It's all about your faith. And our faith is really what we think, isn't it? What we think. Yes, and that's why how we tie it all together. Well, listen, Pam, we're going to go ahead and close out the show this morning. Thank you so much for giving us a call.
And I thank you too, Pam, and I'm sending blessings to you and my adopted son, Tristan, and calling the angel Raziel to bless his family and its household in every action that you take. It will be blessed and done unto you according to your faith.
Dr. Reggie, can you take us into our closing prayer?
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the energy of circles of prosperity. And may everybody who listens, let them prosper in every way, in their finances, in their residence, in their relationships, and in their health. I thank you by the power of the blessed Holy Spirit, who knows everything that there is to know, who works in our body. I believe it's so, and so it is.
The sun will shine.